This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 2, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. NASA's release of its previously covered-up pilot safety survey was begrudging. If that wasn't clear when NASA stonewalled months of Freedom of Information requests from the Associated Press, or when it took congressional pressure to get Administrator Michael Griffin to release the data, it certainly was obvious on Monday. Griffin said the data would be released by year's end. He made it by a few hours. AP reports that when it came out on New Year's Eve, the document was a 16,000-page mess with no guidance to help outsiders interpret the data. Stanford University professor and survey expert John Krosnick, who helped design the study, went a step further. He told AP the presentation of the data was, quote, intentionally designed to prevent people from analyzing the rates properly and designed to entrap analysts into computing rates that are much higher than the survey really shows, unquote. That survey cost taxpayers $11.3 million, included reports from 29,000 pilots over 4 years, and was canceled after it reportedly showed incident rates much higher than official FAA data. NASA's official reason for canceling the project and ordering a contractor to destroy its files was a stated concern for the report's impact on airline profits. Griffin says the timing of the report's release, when news organizations would be on a holiday schedule, was coincidence, and he still claims the survey was poorly managed. The experts who put it together dispute that. The results of a study conducted by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health finds the overall rate of mishaps involving U.S. airliners has been fairly level since 1983, but that pilots are to blame for far fewer accidents today than in the past. The study's lead author, Susan Baker, observed, quote, a 40% decline in pilot error-related mishaps is very impressive, unquote. She credits training improvements, avionics upgrades, and increasing reliance on cockpit resource management guidelines and procedures. Quote, trends indicate that great progress has been made to improve the decision-making of pilots and coordination between the aircraft's crew members, unquote. MSNBC reports the study will be published in the January 2008 issue of Aviation, Space, and Environmental Medicine. Certified flight instructor, author, and aviation educator Max Trescott has contacted ANN to go public with his insistence that the FAA create a better system for calculating general aviation accident rates and set goals for GA safety improvements as aggressive as the ones it sets for commercial flight. Trescott notes that a decade ago, the FAA set a goal of reducing the airline accident rate by 80% in 10 years and actually achieved a 60% reduction by 2007. Its new goal is to cut that rate in half again by 2025. In contrast, the FAA sets goals for GA based on total fatal accidents, not rates per hours flown, and has actually based its internal performance bonuses on limiting fatal GA accidents to only a 3% increase in 2008 over 2007. Max has proposed some remedies that have broad appeal, and others, including regional differences in the practical test standards, which may prove controversial. You can find the full text of his original letter to ANN on our website. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. A Cirrus sales rep is lost in a weekend crash. A search and rescue helicopter crew dies, saving a lost hunter. And more airline passengers behaving badly. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association, about 2008's challenges and promises. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.